the only person who can actually find the needle in the haystack.
Wow!
This is the Wisconsin Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Well, there are a lot of folks that are gearing up for springtime activities, and that includes an agribusiness. A lot of our folks in the horticulture industry. It's time to get in to visit with our friends from Focus on Energy. And joining us today is Tad Beeksma. He's an ag technical energy specialist with Focus on Energy, and apparently a fella that does quite a bit of investigating when it comes to our horticulture agribusiness. Now, when we say that, Tad, what kind of businesses are you generally working with looking at these lighting upgrades?
For lighting upgrades for horticultural, we're looking at everything from aquaponics to greenhouses and spring grow operations. So there's quite a range that we're looking at for horticultural lighting.
Now, this is a really high energy consumption area of agriculture. I mean, I just stop and think about what it's like to try to get anything to green up and grow in Wisconsin, given our erratic weather. So talk to me a little bit on what Focus on Energy's got coming up for the month of April for those folks.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Horticultural lighting is an enormous expense for growers. We have incentives coming out to help out with the cost of LED technologies so that we can help farmers get this more efficient equipment into their locations.
Take me back a little bit. Give me a little bit of an idea on what Wisconsin's horticulture industry looks like. How deep are we in horticulture? How many facilities are brand new, or are we using technology that's been around for a while? Give us kind of a state of the state when it comes to horticulture in the state.
Right. We've got quite a range. What we found is that no two facilities are alike. There are just an enormous range of what people are growing, how they're growing it, whether it's indoors or in a greenhouse situation. So there's a lot of variety. There is a fair amount of new construction going on, both on the greenhouse and on the indoor growing operations. People are growing, everything from microgreens to tomatoes in these different greenhouse situations. So quite a variety.
Well, and I would almost guess that some new entries might even be those hemp producers looking for a controlled environment.
Absolutely. That's one of the big markets that we're seeing, both in a greenhouse and sometimes in an indoor operation as well.
All right. Now, why are we particularly excited about LED lighting? I know when I've talked with farmers in the past, one of the items kind of holding them back from investing has been the cost. Why is LED lighting so ideal to Focus on Energy?
Right. The LED lighting has a number of different benefits. Just like we saw in homes and businesses a few years ago, LEDs came into their own as far as being able to be controlled and dimmed. They're 40 or 50% more efficient, in some cases up to 70% more efficient on reducing wattage consumption. So you've got a lot of benefits. And in the horticultural world, we're worried about just the light that makes plants grow. And so with LEDs, they can get these customized so that you get more of the light that grows plants, not the rest of the light that we don't need. So it's really a great technology that you can use to really maximize your production and keep energy costs low.
Yeah, excellent. Now, what if I have an idea that I want to turn one of my greenhouses into LED, maybe just take baby steps instead of my full operation? How do I work with my Focus on Energy folks to at least get started on this evaluation?
You can definitely give us a call, 888-623-2146. We are trained and are very well versed in what is needed as far as different requirements, different technologies. There's a lot to LED lighting and horticulture on a technical side. So definitely give us a call, get your Focus on Energy advisor involved, and they will help you out on a technical side and let you know what the requirements are to get you an incentive and bring the cost of these fixtures down.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not just about the quality of the light or the efficiency of that light. It sounds like it may take up a whole lot less space. Is it a lot less cumbersome equipment versus our old traditional lighting in a greenhouse?
Yeah, they really pack a punch. LEDs, as we've seen in other markets, they can be a smaller fixture. But again, they're very efficient at delivering the light that you need for plants and not just throwing a lot of light out there. So that's their real benefit size and weight wise, they're much smaller as well. So
I always tell people, Tad, that, and by the way, if you're just joining us on the Skype call with us today, Tad Beeksma, he's an ag technical energy specialist, one of many with Focus on Energy. And we're focused in today on some of the new benefits Focus on Energy is offering. If you take a look at horticultural lighting, specifically LED technology, you know, one thing I always point out, Tad, when it comes to these kinds of incentives and opportunities, is that you folks at Focus on Energy, you really do all the legwork. I mean, I see that there's quite a few different criteria that this LED lighting has to meet. You guys take care of that. It's not like the agribusiness owners are burdened with that.
No, absolutely. I was just on the phone last week with someone who was talking about a project where they wanted to put in LED horticultural lighting for a greenhouse and an indoor facility. So we got the contractor on the line and the customer on the line, and I talked them through what they were going to need to do, how they needed to, what requirements we had, and how to get them the best quality project that they could get. So, yeah, we're very involved.
And how long do we think that this process generally takes? I mean, here we are going into April, where I'm going to assume a lot of our horticulture operations are going to be very, very busy. What kind of a turnaround do we have on this, Tad? And do we need to be mindful of any deadlines on these April incentives?
Obviously you want to get us involved with your project as soon as possible. We can help you from a technical standpoint, and then make sure that whatever you decide to go with for LEDs meet our requirements. We want to make sure that you don't end up halfway through the project and discover that they don't meet our requirements. So communicating with us as soon as possible is what we need. Obviously, the sooner they can get us their information, the better. There are no end date requirements, so just as long as they get in contact with us as far upstream as possible, then we can provide them a lot of help.
And again, the Focus on Energy number, maybe even a website if I want to take another look at it first, Tad.
Sure. The phone number is 888-623-2146. And our website is focusonenergy.com/agribusiness.
Tad Beeksma along with us. Focus on Energy. Remember, they are your partners in the community that are always looking for ways to try to help you save energy. This time around, focused in on our horticulture industry. And again, Tad, like you said, these incentives for the LED lighting project specifically roll out in April, and we're going to have them until at least early this summer, correct?
Absolutely. Correct.
All right. Get at it, folks. If you're looking at an upgrade in your greenhouse or a concentrated horticulture facility, then you want to talk to good folks like Tad Beeksma and get that paperwork rolling. As he said earlier, and we always stress, if you're looking at any kind of project around your agribusiness, your farm, please reach out to the Focus on Energy advisors like Tad Beeksma and get them involved in the process early on, not when something's already been constructed. That can waste a lot of time and a lot of energy. So get them involved early on, and they'll be sure to uncover the savings for you. Those April incentives beginning for our Focus on Energy folks working with the horticulture industry. Find out more online, as Tad said, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness, or call them toll free, 888-623-2146.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.